an uncover. They cover the center with a zero technique or head-up alignment, and they play 2-5 techniques, which are, you know, outside shades on the tackles, and, you know, and then they have 2-9 techniques or and 2 inside linebackers. So it's a little different. You know, there's 2 big bubbles in the defense, and it's it just, you know, it's a balanced defense, and it causes you some problems or some issues in terms of, you know, just structuring it, you know, because it stays balanced when you're unbalanced. You know, it's got some things to it. So, you know, it's, I can see why the NFL people, you know, a few people in the NFL, well, I say more than a few, you could probably do the research, yeah, because it's very about, you know, it adapts well to, you know, formations. And also personnel, depending on how you're structured in personnel. And I think what they've done with it at K-State, they've done a really nice job with it, and they've got the personnel that fits into it. So I can see why they're in it.
As an offense, though, it doesn't. You don't go change what you do. You
do what you do, and you just, you know, you've got to scheme what you do. It just, you know, makes you think about what you do. That's where to put it, and how you do what you do.
Is that a more effective defense when it comes to disguising your blitzes?
Well, not really. You know, it's the same as the other ones, you know, in terms of that. But it's, you know, being honest with you, Steve, it's just so balanced. You know, it can come from anywhere. You know, it can come from either side. So from that regard, yeah, absolutely. And then on the other hand, you know, you can tell. We can get a board out here and we do a little X's and O's. I love talking ball. But you can tell, you know, by the way, the line in the back end, too. So, in that regard, it isn't different. But I tell you what, they've done a nice job. They really have.
Hey, Coach, did anything really jump out about Joe's performance when you watched the film on Sunday?
You know, Joe, he just really competed. You know, he was very, very competitive with the ball in his hands. You know, made some really nice throws, and I know he had some, obviously, he would like to have back. You know, and those are things he's got to learn from. Yeah, but I thought he competed. I really competed at a high level, very high level.
Is it tough for him, though, because it was so predictable a situation you guys worked
with
so much?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, that's an uphill battle for a quarterback. You know, it is. And, you know, he managed it really well. You know, he's just in that situation. In one regard, a quarterback wants to be there. In the other regard, he doesn't. You know, in the regard he wants to be there, he gets to throw it. The part he doesn't want to be there is they know he gets to throw it. So it's, you know, he had to manage a lot of stuff, and when he was moving us really well, and they came after him with some, you know, the pressure package, and you know, he had some huge answers on that. Now he made some big plays. So over as it all panned out, best way to characterize his performance, which is that he competed at a really high level, really did.
What's Cody Quinn's status?
Cody's practicing. Even in terms of anything,
he's not playing. I was wondering what his situation.
He's finding his way off that injury with, you know, the young guys. Yeah. Well, I don't know that he's. You know, he's been. Yeah, a little bit of that, but you know, the young guys are playing pretty good. You know,
what's his attitude like?
He's been great. Cody's been good. Cody's been really good. Cody's always helpful and with the young guys. You know, he had a really good practice today, you know. So you can tell he's getting better, and, you know, the young guys have played well. You know, especially Roy. Roy just elevated his game.
Is this, with Joe in particular, was it really beneficial that you were down on the sidelines?
It's been, I think, Joe could probably better answer that, you know, as far as how I've been able to help him. But it really helps me to help him, you know, to be able to talk to him, to be able to give him, you know, the things, you know, to you know, put him on a board for him, and here's what's going on, here's what's happening, and help him see the things that he needs to see, and communicate, you know, like you and I are communicating eye to eye.
Is it easier to kind of, when he gets in a situation where they're expecting him to pass, you're falling behind, the offense has to score, and he's probably going to press because it's his first start, is it easier for you to try and settle him down in the situation? Because he was obviously trying to do everything in the second half.
Yeah, you know, it helps to be there, you know, to help him through those rough spots, because you're right, all those things were happening to him on Saturday. You know, he can only play one play at a time. You know, and you can't rush that. You got to let the game come to you, and you just play that one play at a time. That's all we can control.
Sam was down in Lawrence on his, you know, drove down on his own dime. What's that tell you about him that he was down there helping?
You know, he wanted to be there. He wanted to be there for Joe and for the guys, and it says a lot about Sam's character. And, you know, how he's bonded with this team, and especially with Joe. You know, he was awesome on Saturday. It was really nice having him there because he was a real calming effect on Joe. Really, you know, with his experience helping him out a lot.
Marlon go today for you guys?
You know, I can't remember if he did or not. This sounds bad, but he was out there today. Randy, I think, you know, picked his places with him today.
Uh-huh.
He'll be fine, though. Yes. Yeah, he's going to be fine. He'll roll out there and play. There's no doubt about that.
Talking about Sam a little bit. What's his role been like during the week?
He's out there every practice, and he does what he did Saturday. He's kind of hangs with the guys, the quarterbacks, and, you know, usually involved with the quarterback that's repping, and then the guy that, you know, the offensive unit. Sam just helps the younger players. You know, he's helped Pat Wood out a lot. He helps Joe during the series, you know, when I'm working with Pat. So he's just been, you know, like a coach.
Ian Campbell, he played defensive in Kent State last year, and he had, like, what, outside linebacker, I think, in that 3-4?
That's what he's playing.
Have you noticed anything different about him? Because he was a sacking machine.
No, he's a sacking machine still. He's a good player. He's a great player. I think he's one of the better players in the Big 12, one of the better players we've seen. They're smart with him. They move him all over the place. He's listed as an outside backer, but he'll put his hand in the dirt. And he'll play 3-technique, he'll play 5-technique. He plays, you know, they'll play in places where they'll try to make a match and break him loose, you know, in the passing game especially.
Is it his athleticism that kind of...
I think it's two things. One, I think he's a very powerful, explosive player, and then and he has a high motor. He's got a real hot motor. The kid plays a game where he should be quiet. You know, I love watching my film. He's fun to watch.